My story of giving started when I was a child. I grew up in a slum not so far from here in Naguru. And at that time, as in a UPE school, the church I attended had these white people who, you know, like, in the way you know white people, they want to show that they can give you. But I had a different model. They would tell you, you can't get a gift unless a child somewhere in the United States sends you a gift box. So you would write a letter to a nobody to send you gifts. And so we used to write these letters and gifts wouldn't come for everyone. 1 month later, gifts have come for half the Sunday school. It was playing me. I was one of those who were not getting two attempts. I said, is it the English? What is the problem? But eventually the gift came, the gift box came. And it had a letter of response, and it was from my first letter. And this kid basically said, I remember very well, the kid basically said, I didn't have enough to fill your gift box, so it took me some time. And that stayed with me for a very long time. And it really inspired my own heart of giving. As we grew up in my senior five, we met a young man at school who could not afford his tuition. And he had planted maize somewhere in West Nile. He could not pay his own tuition. His parents were deceased. His father was deceased, but his mother was alive, but peasant. And his name was James. If I tell you the other name, you might trust him. His name was James. James was staying in a house that was not complete, somewhere in Luzira.